So our last panel of the day, we're going to take a few minutes to kind of shift here. We have Sarah Fort, who is with Latham Walker Buckins.
She's ready, so you can just go through normally. You don't have to hold
it. Okay. She is Global Co-Chair of Latham Walker's Environmental, Social, and Governance Practice, and has spent over a decade working with organizations and navigating potential risks and opportunities related to ESG matters, including climate change, human rights, and corporate culture. And we also have Heather Palmer, who is a partner at Sidley Austin here in Austin, or I'm sorry, in Houston. She is with their environmental and energy practice group based in Houston as a co-leader of Sydney's global ESG and climate change practice. She plays a significant role in advising clients on a broad range of ESG issues, including sustainability and the disclosure of ESG risks. So I'm going to turn it over to the panel.
Great.
Sarah.
Do we have Heather? We will.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, she is. She's here. Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm painfully aware, Heather, that we stand between this lovely crowd and their cocktail hour on a cold day in Austin. So we will try to leave room at the end for questions, as well as potential early escape. So we are going to be talking about ESG, environmental, social, and governance. There is more to cover than the 45 minutes would allow. So this is going to be a little bit of a race for the finish. I am Sarah Fort, a partner at Latham & Watkins and global co-chair of their ESG practice. And then Heather, we have presented together before. I'll turn it over to you for you to introduce yourself.
Sure. So I'm Heather Palmer. I'm a partner in Sidley's environmental and ESG practice. I'm based in Houston, Texas. And apologies to everyone for not being able to make the trip with the winter storm impending. But I'm happy to be here with you all virtually.
Fantastic. Well, with that, I think we'll jump right in. ESG. So I'm curious how many people are regularly involved in some sort of ESG oversight or strategy or risk management in the room? Show of hands. I see one hand. All right. So that gives us a little bit of a field that we're working with. I think when we're talking about environmental, social, and governance matters, this is a term that really emerged a little over 10 years ago to encompass all of the issues that corporations may face with respect to climate change, human rights, diversity, equity and inclusion, and the oversight of those matters. It is not just a public company question, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Heather, what are you seeing from your perspective with respect to kind of the lay of the land in the ESG world, where we have been and where we're headed?
Sure, Sarah. So, historically, people have talked about ESG concepts like sustainability or corporate social responsibility, but ESG actually is much broader than that and encompasses so much more. And it's interesting because, ESG sometimes means different things to different people. And so a lot of times I'll have to follow up and ask clients when they're saying, "Oh, I want to talk about ESG." I want you want to, be sure that you sort of understand what they're talking about, so you're speaking a common language, because it can mean so many different things. When we think about it from the environmental standpoint, we've put up here some of the issues that are sort of top of mind. Climate change, when we talk about that, you're thinking about both physical impacts and transition risks. Energy consumption, you know, involves a lot of, you know, the transition away from traditional fossil fuels to, you know, renewable energy sources, biodiversity. Environmental justice is an interesting issue that's emerged in the past few years. I view that really as sort of the bridge between the E and the S, because it involves environmental issues, but also concepts of social justice that appear on the S side of the ledger.